conscious of the phenomenon.
Just no one called anybody on it.
Simming is an old word, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. I was watching. So in I was in Houston. I was in H-Town this weekend. Shout out the Astros.
H-Town down. Fuck yeah. Astros. Fuck the Astros. Fuck
still
you,
H-Town.
Dude. No, fuck the Astros. I was in H-Town.
You're in Astro World.
And then I was in Astro. Don't joke about what happened.
Trampling on the graves of the fallen. I'm not sad about them. The way no one fucking stopped fucking DJ dancing to when they were fucking done.
Is that
to,
what you call rap?
DJ dancing. Yeah.
That was the running of
you
the young.
Old Jew.
That was, yeah. That might have been the running of the young bulls.
That's right.
Guys, it's not a funny.
DJ Jazzy Jeff was playing in their heads as they were being skull crushed.
I'll wait. I'm trying to tell you about my
sure,
time.
Sure, sure.
How many people did you kill in Houston?
Biggest tragedy since Oswald.
You're gonna have to go back to Australia. You can't act like this. All the Australians are gonna see this. They're gonna say,
did you see James on the big podcast? Because he acted like an asshole.
He gave Shane a real case of Adelaide's.
I'll try and be pleased. Adelaide's is not bad. It's
they say that there?
We don't say that, but it's good. I'll take that back.
Bring it back.
Shane, let's fucking land this.
I was
thing.
In H-Town.
Okay.
I ate some weed edibles.
Nice.
So I decided to go back to my hotel room and watch rap videos nice. From the early 2000s. Till 4 a.m.
Would you? Can you walk me through?
I watched Stuntin' Like My Daddy music video.
Fuck yes.
I watched. It started with Fat Pat, Top Strop. It's an H-Town classic. It's so good. It might be my favorite song. Then, and then I was watching rap videos, but in one of those old videos, they called someone a simp.
Did they really?
Really? Early, in the same context?
Early, yes.
Damn.
Was it Fat Pat? Who did it?
No, but I believe they were rhyming it with the word pimp.
Oh, shit.
Do they say Simpin' Ain't Easy?
No, but it's in there. I heard it. I don't remember which song.
What?
I just want you to know, simp is an old word.
So you got stoned, ran back to headquarters, and then discovered
watched old
that.
Little Wayne music videos.
He was so little.
He was so
when
little.
I came over yesterday. Yeah.
He was so young. I was watching, I watched Juvenile. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, it's pretty
awesome. I was watching, and then I slowly got into Cameron. Then I watched some Fat Joe and Big Pun, and then I realized. Then I started to come to earth and realize what I was doing was, you know, it was time to go to bed.
What was the What was the feeling when you're like, I got to get out of this setting and get back to the hotel room? Was it just being stoned, or was there like a?
It was high, but there was also, dude. The night before, I took a little bit of mushrooms, and I was sitting there, and it was a nice evening. And there was a bar right next to the Improv, and a bunch of the guys from the show were there. And a fan came up behind me and just started slowly rubbing my back. While I was sitting on a stool. I was sitting on a stool talking to people like this. He walked up behind me and just started rubbing my back. And I was a little fucked up and I didn't really like notice it.
You got to say no immediately.
He rubbed my back for a long time.
What?
And then finally I was like, I turned around and then his buddy was across and saw that he saw what was happening. He was like, dude, he like grabbed his friend. He was like, get the fuck off of him. And the guy was like, what? Yeah, he was shit faced. And he came up and gave me a nice back rub.
And you loved it for a while.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your reaction to that?
I laughed. I thought it was very funny.
Did somebody do that with Billy Joel? Me and Justin and Sal and Jay went, and some guy put his arm around me on the way out, just like gently. And I was like, hey, what are you doing?
Someone tried to fuck you at the Billy Joel concert?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was he a fan or just
no? He's like, what are you, a Finns fan? I'm like, no. They just played the Jets. I'm like, no. Don't touch me. He goes, sorry.
Are you a Finns fan?
Yeah, that was so weird.
You like the Dolphins?
Is that what you're saying?
Is that code?
I guess. And I was like, don't ever touch me like that.
Damn.
And he tried to laugh it off, but I wasn't having
He tried to grab you.
A stranger.
And then he followed us down the fucking street.
You don't like
higher, bro. Touched. Higher. Near the peony.
I'm not touching penis.
I'll get hard right on you. I can do it on camera.
Who would win in that case?
In what?
If you touched his penis and he got hard.
That would be a victory for me.
I think the people win.
You think the people? That's
making
the people
him win. Hard?
You guys both would become the people's
you
champ?
You would be gay for that.
Dude, I'm always hard. I get unhard on occasion.
Really?
Yeah, that's how hard I go.
Well, James, sounds like a real problem.
Yeah, does your penis work?
Yeah, it works good.
It's effective?
Works fine. I had a circumcision earlier in the year and
what?
It's back
what?
To normal now. Yeah, it's great.
Huh?
What? Mm-hmm.
James signed a covenant with God.
Yeah.
You just converted?
No, it was a medical circumcision. I had scar tissue on the foreskin. It was real bad.
Wait, how did it get scarred up?
I didn't realize your
That's
penis
what I
actually didn't work.
I thought I'd
severely.
Masturbated myself into a real problem.
You trying to do lines into your fucking foreskin?
Does that happen?
I don't know. I figure Australia.
Is that what Stevie Nicks is doing now that
wait, the what nose doesn't to your work? Penis?
Yeah, it just the foreskin got real tight and it would not retract. So I had to have it chopped
off. I've
heard
of that happening where
you
like,
cut it open. Did you convert cut open, cut to off. Judaism while you were there?
I thought it would be a good opportunity. Yeah, but I love sure. Christ and his love. You know? I'm sorry. He's the not law joking, is too much.
He loves Christ.
Sick. That's sick.
Can you talk about Catholicism? Can we talk about it or do you not want to?
No.
You should have got the conversion and the right thing. Go, fuck you. I'm not even serious.
I thought about getting a rabbi to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just for the. And then I could
throw blood in his face.
Stay. Well, they knock you out, though. In the other one, I didn't want to be awake for it. The general anesthetic is lovely.
You notice a big difference now? Is it
much better?
Really?
Oh, it's a better penis.
Have you fucked since?
Yes, I've made love to my wife.
I've heard people say the opposite, where like they lose all the sensitivity.
No, it's a much better. What? I think it's a gift. I think the circumcision is a gift from God to improve the penis.
Whoa!
This is my call. I don't know how many people can say before and after.
Yeah,
I think it's definitely better.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe you're because the tip of your dick was in isolation for so long. Now it feels
and it's
really
socialized. Good. It's got friends.
Well, how long ago like was the operation? Sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. It was like 6 months.
Oh,
it
so yeah, like you would have normalized. Yeah. I guess it is like a stick shift dong to have to not be circumcised. You're now driving automatic.
Yeah.
Damn, you're manual. You're auto.
It's more.
You say you can tell?
Yeah, the difference.
True.
Inmate?
My friend used to joke about it. The only way you can tell is you got half a circumcision down the middle, and so it's like a Desinex commercial. But you feel like this side feels great. This size feels so. Damn, dude.
That's pretty interesting.
That's wild.
Well, people keep trying to say it's like abuse.
Do you
right?
nut fast
like,
now?
Hmm?
Do you nut fast?
Yeah, that was never a problem. Crocky. That was never. No, I was like, holy doly. What are we doing?
Yeah, holy doly.
It's so, I mean. You know, people say, have you been told it's abuse? And
I've
you've been
screamed
abused?
At saying yeah. I was what's it called?
Mutilated.
Mutilated.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm okay with that. Like, you've been mutilated.
Yeah.
They started screaming at me.
Well, they try and make it the same as female circumcision, which uh-huh. it's not nearly as hot.
Nothing females do is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Female circumcision is wild.
It's a lot.
They get should do it whole, like a rock.
They get the whole thing like scooped out. It depends. There's different levels to it.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
So, like, the full female circumcision is clitoris removed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they remove your lips, too, maybe. And then they sew your vagina
up.
Shut. That, like, your husband on the night of is it was
labia,
a buster
the lips.
Stitches.
The labia have to go.
Oh, like a fucking football team coming through?
Yeah, and you have to. Like a smoke machine.
No,
yeah, female circumcision.
For the first time as Mrs.
Dude, that's crazy. I was on the full, like, no circumcision. I was like, fuck that. But now that I'm hearing your story, I'm like, man.
You're not circumcised?
I am, yeah.
You are?
Yeah, they got me.
No, you should be happy. You should be happy that
nice.
You
they
that
gave
time.
Me a good one. I've heard circumcision's going wrong and people, like, they're taking too much skin.
Well, I think they cut mine right, but then you can't masturbate for 3 weeks, which I try not to do anyway. But I did not make it the full time.
You whacked off with a damaged bird?
It was a rough, lot of blood. Anyway, but it was
a lot of blood.
Yeah, but we've all learned and grown together. Oh. Now I have a beautiful, only slightly weird penis. It's only a little bit unusual.
So you masturbated with a scarred penis?
As tenderly as I could.
And it resulted in...
As close to that. But I wish I hadn't, but you know.
Gently? What did you do? Like a...
Oh, no, it was...
Yeah.
I just talked at it. But one shouldn't. But it's certainly helped me do that less.
Did it feel good though when you shot semen out of
No, it was like an immediate, you know, bit, like we was talking about the post-nut clarity.
Yeah, there's also the post-nut pain.
It's not true.
On your penis.
But it's before the ejaculation that you have the clarity. It's when you can't stop anymore, I think. That's when it comes. Do you know what I mean?
That's the
it's like a couple seconds
going,
before.
Oh,
so there's
fuck,
no pleasure. It's
come.
Just like, so I'm just there going, what have I done? What have I done? And then it starts happening and there's blood and things
you
are shaking.
While
and I'm going,
you're coming?
Oh, yeah.
What have
no,
I done?
No, just before. What have I done?
Ah, no.
I'm more than my accent.
It's like that scene.
This is racist against my people. You would never action. Do this to a black man on the show. Hmm? And that's
what
we are.
He would never have
I think
one
you'd
on.
Be surprised.
We're building. We're working our way out. <yeah. laughs>
Remember that scene in Single White Female where he realizes the fucking friend is blowing him and not his girlfriend? And then because she's like cuts her hair like the friend. And then he's like, wait, you're not. And then he's like, stop.
What happens?
It's Single White Female.
What is that?
A movie where some girl, you must know it, it's some girl dressed like her friend, does everything like her friend to try to be her life, and then she like breaks into like the friend's boyfriend's apartment and starts blowing in the middle of the night, and then he like realizes it's like last second, like, wait, you're not my girlfriend.
Someone made a
you're
feature film out of a porn? That's like a 15 minute
video. Also, that is every dude's dream.
Yeah, then he gets mad about
get
it.
Fucking, I couldn't help it.
It was not my fault.
Yeah. I got duped.
You know your friend? She sucked my dick.
They should have a whole section of porn called plausible deniability.
That's your friend tricked me again. I'm pissed.
I keep getting tricked by these girls. I thought they were you, babe.
She got the same haircut as you and had a key.
But you know you're not dating three black men.
Ari.
I had a suspicion something was wrong.
You shouldn't be joking about the blacks.
Three, oh.
Three black men got a haircut. It fucked me in my room.
I thought it was you, babe.
Ari, you should take it easy on the jokes about the blacks because Yeezy's going to get you.
Yeezy Yay. Is coming after me.
Dude, you watch a Lex Fridman interview?
No. What was it? Was it good?
Dude, it's pretty wild.
Did Kanye do a Lex Fridman interview?
Yeah. Yes, he did. I watched what? It. I listened to it last night before. I had to turn it off.
How
I was
nice
getting
was
so
it?
Ramped up. It's
He's up to something.
It's wild, dude.
I think he's trying to get Adidas to drop him.
Why? They did.
They did today. Him. I think that's what he's been after the whole
time. No,